Yeah. Yo, baby, yo. All right, welcome to Joe Crummy After Dark. This is where we're, this new kind of show, right? We have the daytime version of Joe Crummy, and then Joe Crummy After Dark, which is going to be a little bit different, maybe slightly more music. Now we might pause just to get into the groove, right? And take it easy because it's after dark. We don't need to say any more about it, do we? Now, the first Joe Crummy After Dark is going to be about a date without a woman. And it's going to sound maybe a little bit like a talk show, I guess, here for a couple of minutes, because I've already played a lot of guitar. I'm happy to... Oh, yeah. A day without... I got a day without a woman. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about a year without a woman? Well, that's the problem. A day without a woman is cool, but I worry that, you know, that you're making it easy for us because a day without a woman is fine. You know, you guys, I don't get it. I don't do that. If it was like a year, then you'd be, you know, we'd be right, you know, we'd be like, yeah. Yes, but a day. But anyway, women on a day without a woman are not going to be going to work or doing anything. And that impact is making a political statement. A number of things women are unhappy about. But there's one thing that you can't do as a woman tomorrow. Listen to this. There's no shopping. And that's, however, though, and I like this because it gives you an out. Because let's face it, women equal shopping, shopping equal women. Let's not screw this up. There's no shopping. However, unless you go and shop at a woman's business or a minority's business, those businesses are okay. You can shop there as a woman tomorrow, yeah, today, whatever. And that's great, but what happens if they're closed? Because they're doing the same thing you're doing. So that could be a problem there. I just want to point that out. Now, I see there are some closings tomorrow on the list here for, or today, depending upon when you hear this podcast. The Arab American Association of New York City is closing. This is, I got this from an article I was reading earlier, I believe, in Fortune magazine. And it's all over the web right now. But so the Arab American Association of New York City is closed today, and we're just going to have to try to get by. You know, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're just everybody just hold hands. You know, you got to hold hands because the Arab American Society is closed. Anyway, all right, so, but furthermore, the thing about women, I think you guys have most of the days anyway. I mean, you have, I don't know, your birthday, all right, and then you have Valentine's Day, and both those days are basically celebrated the exact same way, right? Valentine's Day, there are certain expectations, every guy knows it, okay? And birthday equal Valentine's Day. Then there's also, I forgot to mention this, Mother's Day, which equals Valentine's Day, which equal birthday. And every guy knows what happens if you disappoint. So I'm not feeling too bad. I said I'm not feeling too bad about that. Another funny statistic here that they mention on A Day Without a Woman, that women only make 80 cents on the dollar that guys do. And can I be honest with you? I'm not going to waste your time arguing. This is so stupid. Just look it up, okay? That's not it. All right, let me slow down. We're supposed to assume that's because there's evil men somewhere saying, don't pay that lady as much as that guy. I don't know. If it were, we'll see, I'm home, and it was 1956, yeah, maybe. But today, that's just stupid. But whatever. I don't even want to argue about it. But they have another really cool statistic that women, they say, are almost exactly 50% of the workplace. And then they had another statistic that women make up 75% of the purchasers, or they spend the money. 75% of the money is spent by women. And I'm thinking, that's funny, because according to these people, this is the thing that really actually cracks me up. Women get paid a lot less, make a lot less, but end up spending most of the money. And I'm going, you know what? Woo! That's not so bad. You know, they don't get paid that much. That means when they go home, they take it right out of their husband's pocket. He works too, but ultimately she's the one that spends it. So what difference does it make? You know, and they're upset. So it's a day without a woman, and I just like, whatever. Let's do some music, you know, because it's Joe Crummy After Dark, and it's a little different. I just think it's pretty funny. A bunch of lefties on parade tomorrow. How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? A man? Oh, shoot. You know, trying to get some music going here on the show. Trying to get as liberal as I can. You know, I got into this rhythm thing, you know, that works for Bob Dylan. And they do it sort of like this, you know. How
many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
But you hear the rhythm thing,
and how many sit by whatever it takes? Too many people have died.
Right, but you get the rhythm, right?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
All right, so here's the... You can also sing it. It just struck me, because I go, that's really cool. I bet you somebody else ripped that off. And then one day, I just started thinking, I don't know why, but...
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. I was feeling not as faded as my jeans.
It's the same thing.
Bobby flagged the diesel down right before it rang. Rode us all the way to New Orleans.
Now, isn't that a great song, me and Bobby McGee? On Joe Crummy, After Dark. Never get a chance to slow down and enjoy a fun day, like a day without a woman. I mean, wouldn't that be great, just one day? I'd be like, you know what? That's fine. You want to be gone for a day? I got my guitar, and there's no one home. And, yeah, I think I could survive for a day. Maybe even a couple of days. No problem. Maybe a year. You know, whatever. I just think it's going to be kind of fun to see how the media plays a day. And you know what? One of the things they're doing is they're doing this thing about all the women that hate Trump so much that they're going to run for office now, too. They're going to work that story, you know, that, oh, no, I was just a regular woman until evil Trump, you know, energized me being a bitch now. You know, it's like, oh, Jesus. But that's our show for tonight. Yeah, really. That's our show for tonight. Joe Crummy After Dark. I used to know some rhythm. Oh, man. Oh, I used to sell riff, man. Oh, so disappointing. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Joe Crummy After Dark is a production of Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts. Duh. Yes, Joe Crummy on Facebook and Twitter, and also on Instagram as Crummy Joe. Another Crummy podcast coming at any moment. And we'll do some more Joe Crummy After Dark. So they're kind of fun, I think. At least I had fun. I hope you did, too. Was it good for you? It was good for me. Turn up the music.